BNSF Railway Company wants to add a second track that would run 4 miles through La Crosse's marsh, a golf course, and neighborhoods. At the meeting, sponsored by Citizens Acting for Rail Safety, which opposes the project, people lined up to share their thoughts on the plans. Safety was on the forefront of many people's minds as they called for upgrades to outdated tanker cars and reduced train speeds, all moves they hope would prevent crude oil spills. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot says he wants BNSF to purchase emergency equipment for the regional hazmat team and pick up the more than $1 million tab La Crosse taxpayers would incur with this project.
That is part of the ongoing dialogue that we're having with BNSF. We'll see, but those additional costs are really, for us, coming out of nowhere. So we didn't even have those in our capital budget or anything like that.
People also expressed concerns that the track upgrades would mean more train traffic. BNSF spokeswoman Amy McBeth says adding a line does not necessarily mean the number of trains will double. She says the purpose of the project is to be more efficient and eliminate a traffic bottleneck.
But at the same time, certainly we do see independent projections that say overall you can expect in the future more freight moving by rail. So we're doing what we can now to maintain and expand our infrastructure to be able to meet that need for our nation as we continue to grow.
It's still unclear whether the city or BNSF owns the land where the expansion will take place. The title that dates back to the mid-1800s is missing. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.